This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi, and this is Tafsir Bits. I just want to give a minute or two for more people to join, inshallah ta'ala. Right? السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا. يا هلا ومرحبا. أهلا بخديجة ونادية شازية وشيرين المنزة. أهلا ومرحبا الحجة شافية وثابت. وعليكم السلام. All of you. All of you. This is the Tafsir Bits Bites. وعليكم السلام ياسين كيف حالكم. And this is episode number 11 and we're still with سورة المائدة. We want to finish سورة المائدة إن شاء الله تعالى today so that we can move on to سورة الأنعام بإذن الله. Right, we started سورة المائدة yesterday but we want to finish it today إن شاء الله تعالى. Right, so let us start. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. As you may have noticed, the style of the Tafsir Bite sessions are a little bit different than the end of time series, right? Each has a different type of of style. This one is more soothing, is more calm. We're talking about Tafsir, right? The end of time is more vibrant. It's more vibrant because there's at some point we go down, especially when we talk about certain major signs. We talked about hellfire, you know, people cry, and then when we talk about Jannah, then we get a boost. So that's a different type of atmosphere, different type of style. But this tafsir is kind of like shallow, right? It's talking about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so we're still with Surah Al-Ma'idah, my brothers and sisters. We want to finish Surah Al-Ma'idah today. I call it Tafsir Bites. So this is not deep tafsir, but definitely something that will help you, inshallah ta'ala, even in your salah, in your khushu', in your recitation of the Quran, to learn more about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how the book is structured, how this Quran is structured in terms of the surah, and what the surah means, and in terms of their revelation, and when they were revealed, and what a surah is before or after a certain surah. Yani, it's not like ad hoc. Nothing is ad hoc, you know. So this is why, you know, it's nice to understand these little teeny tiny bits of, you know, pertinent to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Ma'idah, my brothers and sisters, we said that Surah Al-Ma'idah is surah number 5, and it has 120 verses, and it's in Juz 6 and 7. It's called Al-Ma'idah, and it's also a Madani Surah. It's a Madani Surah, just like Al-Baqarah and like Al-Imran. It's a Madani Surah. Some said actually the full Surah, and others said there's certain ayah that were revealed early on. They were revealed like ayah pertinent to Badr was revealed before. So But the majority of the ulama, they said actually the full surah is Madani surah, yani been revealed in Medina. It's called Surah Al-Ma'idah, you know, the tray, the table, the plate, whatever you want to call it, Al-Ma'idah, when Isa alayhi salam, you know, was by his followers, you know, when he were told to bring down, you know, to ask Allah Azza to send down a Ma'idah. Al-Uqud, it's also called Al-Uqud, you know, the covenants or the contracts, and also called Al-Ahbar. Al-Ahbar are the rabbis of the Jewish scholars, you know. So this ayah or this surah, you know, is split on three sections, and each section talks about a different kind of like maybe a topic, but more about Al-Uqud covenants and more about, you know, the dialogue with the people of the book namely al-Ahbab, the rabbis. It is considered to be a surah from the seven al-Tiwal. Seven al-Tiwal. What are the seven al-Tiwal? Or the seven al-Tiwal, right? The seven al-Tiwal are the seven long ones, right? Like al-Baqarah, al-Imran, al-Nisa, al-A'raf, al-An'am, al-Ma'idah, al-Surah al-Tawbah. These are the seven al-Tiwal that are above 100 ayat. They call them seven long ones, right? So al-Ma'idah is considered to be from the seven long ones. And it is, in terms of revelation, number 90. Number 90. You know, Al-Baqarah is 86, Al-Imran is 87, 114 surahs, right? 114 surahs. So I'm giving you the numbers here. You know, Surah Al-Ma'idah is number 90 in terms of revelation, right after Surah Al-Ahzab. And I talked yesterday about the reasons, Asbab al-Nuzul. The scholars, they said of Tafasir, 42 reasons. 42 reasons. Some are related to the they relate to al-Yahud, the Ahbar, the rabbis, and the Banu Israel in general, and some are pertinent to tarbiyah and ahkam, also ahkam, rulings, matters of Islam. The surah started with matla al-nida. When we talk about the Quran or the surahs, each surah starts with a different introduction. They're all together 10 types of introductions in the Quran that Allah Azza wa Jalla starts the surah with. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala starts with an-nida, with nida, ya ayyuha, ya, you know, ya, you know, it's nida or a call, a call. We said that the surah is split into three sections. One section that talks about, you know, loyalty in terms of covenants or contracts. One section that talks about al-ahkam, the rulings, or ihtikam al-shara, I'm sorry, al-ihtikam al-shara. You know, when you have a disagreement or matters that need certain rulings, you have to adopt the Islamic sharia, the Islamic rulings, right? And then the third section talks about conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just a little bit detail about this, because that's what we left off yesterday. The Qism al-Awwal, the very first section, starts from ayah number 1 to ayah number 40. From 1 to 40. This is the first section. And this section talks about mostly the, it starts with nida to the believers, right? And nida, a call to the believers. And mostly deals with, again, the covenants and the contracts on how to abide by covenants and how to keep your covenant, you know, promises, contracts, abide, you know, and respect these contracts. Also, in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about التذكير بالنعمة على المؤمنين. Allah Azza wa Jalla reminds in this first section the about His ni'am, about His blessings, Subhanahu wa Taala, and also Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the Jews in this very particular section from 1 to 40, and also the Banu Israel and their story with Musa when they entered al-Ard al-Muqaddasa. When they were in that, you know, in that journey with Musa, with Banu Israel, and they're entering, you know, Al-Quds, they're entering Al-Quds, and Allah, and how that conversation happened between them and Musa and Banu Israel, with regard to, you know, when, in fact, at some point, because they hesitated and they come, you know, that were trying to come up with many excuses, and then Allah Azza wa Jal afflicted upon them, you know, that 40 years where they were in this land of wandering. They were wandering in this, you know, in the, they call it the 40 years of land of wandering, because they, you know, they were hesitated and they did not, you know, they came up with many excuses versus, you know, answering the call of Allah Azza wa Jal and the call of their prophet Musa alayhi salam. Also, my brothers and sisters, in the same section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of the sons of Adam, alayhi salam. The sons of Adam, هابيل and قابيل. When they إذ قرب قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر. When, you know, it's an amazing story, the story of Habil and Qabil, Cain and Abel. You know, when they the father wanted actually to test them. Each had their own work or his own work. He says, you're going to make an offer, like, you know, to offer a sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Offer the best that you have. Offer the best that you have. Habil, he offered the best of what he had. But Cain, he did not. He just gave some basic stuff. But Habil, or Abel, he did make a very good offer, you know, to Allah Azza wa Jal. فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ Allah accepted that of Habil, and he did not accept that of Cain, of Qabil. And that's what created, you know, more hatred, subhanAllah, you know, for Qabil towards his own brother Habil, and then he intended to kill him. That story happened in Surah Al-Ma'idah, in that verse section. When he went to kill him, or he wanted to kill him, قال إني فتقبل من أحدهم ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال إني سأقتل he told him I shall kill you then his brother told him if you were to kill me I shall not if you were to hold something to kill me I will not kill you. I will not fight you back if you want to fight me I will not fight you back and also my brothers and sisters in fact that was the very first crime committed on earth subhanAllah The crime of Cain killing his brother Habil. And then when he went to try to bury him, he did not know. The body was there. And he did not know how to get rid of that body. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down these two birds. Also they were fighting. And then a bird, you know, saw another bird dying. And then that bird, he digged a hole. And then he buried the other bird. So he got the idea of how to bury his own brother. From the bird, so that story was mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, you know, the first section. In the also Allah Subhanahu wa Taala in the same section He talks about الأمر بحسم الفساد في الأرض بالجهاد وإقامة الحدود again. Covenants, and again going back to the Sharia, and again, you know, applying the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. With regard to the second section, and that second section starts from 41 to 66. 41 to 66, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with an-nida one more time. An-nida, يعني a call to the believers, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or a call actually to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, Ya ayyuhal nabiyyu, O you Prophet, need that to the Prophet alayhi wasallam, and then he's asking him, or Allah Azza wa Jal is ordering his Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam to rule based on the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to convey his message. Otherwise, if he doesn't do that, then he will not be conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same section number 2 talks about ihtikam so tahdim al-din and then also talks about not to follow the infidels especially those who embraced the religion of tawheed and then they revert after embracing the vision of Tawheed, they revert from the Tawheed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns those who after embracing Iman, they revert from it. So Allah azza wa jalla warns them in the second section of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the third section of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one more time, he starts with another nida. And nida means a call to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam to again convey his message. This is 67 to 108. also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a message to the people of the book, to the people of the book, because Allah Azza wa Jal in that message, right, in that call that he made to the Prophet to convey, not to the believers, but also convey the message to the people of the book, khususan, the people of the book, especially the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. Also in this section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about kafarat al-yameen. This is interesting, brothers and sisters. Kafarat al-yateem. What's kafarat al-yateem? This is for those who make a deliberate oath, right? When they make a deliberate oath and they don't fulfill their oath. Like somebody says, Wallahi, I will do so-and-so. Wallahi, I will do this. Wallahi, and they don't fulfill their oath. So there's kafara. There's an expiation to kafara. This is who deliberately make an oath, you know, if to expiate for that oath which they could not fulfill, they have to feed 10 people, 10 poor people, or free a slave, or fast 3 days. وَتِلْكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ. This is the kafara of the ayman. This is those who swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, and then they cannot fulfill, you know, the thing that they have sworn for. You know, when you swear by Allah that you're going to go visit so-and-so, or you swear by Allah that you're going to say something, or you swear by Allah that you're going to do something, and you don't do it. So you have to offer an expiation. That expiation will be in the form of feeding 10 people, or freeing a slave, or fasting 3 days. This is the expiation to if somebody was to make an oath and do not fulfill it. So, as again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with النداء يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس. Also, in this very particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Prophet Muhammad when he told him to convey the message, Allah Azza wa Jalla says والله يعصمك من الناس, and Allah will save you from people. Because Prophet Muhammad used to have bodyguards. What kind of bodyguards? Bilal used to be his bodyguard. Sometimes Zubair used to be his bodyguard. Bilal used to be his bodyguard. Zubair and Ali. Zubair and Ali. These two, they used to be his bodyguards. So now, when Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed this ayah, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, and Allah would protect you from people, Prophet Muhammad told them, I no longer need a bodyguard, because Allah has promised to, you know, has vowed to protect me. خلاص, I don't need no more bodyguards. So from there on, no Zubair, no Ali, no anybody. They used to stand, there is a pillar in Haram, in Medina, in the Rawda. Right, and what the Rawda is, there's a pillar called the pillar of Al-Haras. The pillar of Al-Haras. What's Al-Haras? The Haras are the soldiers, the people who guard the Prophet Muhammad. They would go and stand by that pillar and then just guard Prophet Muhammad. If somebody was to harm him or something, they will come and defend him. So when this ayah was revealed, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, and Allah will protect you from people, then Prophet Muhammad told them, I no longer need anyone to guard me. And then the conclusion of the ayah of the surah starts from 109 to 200. Al-Khatima, 109 to the end, right, to the end of the surah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla concludes with a statement, some news of what's going to happen to the prophets at the end of time, where they will be assembled to be questioned. Where they will be assembled to be questioned, where Allah Azza wa Jalla will call upon the prophets, they will be assembled for questioning. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that. And also Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about that conversation that Allah will have about with Isa alayhi salam. This is all in the conclusion of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same conclusion, talks about the consequence of those who do not, one more time, respect and abide and honor their covenants. Those who don't honor their covenants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the conclusion of Surah Al-Ma'idah, talks about the consequence. So in general, again, let me give you a quick summary, my brothers and sisters, with regard to Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah is number 5 in the Quran. It has 200. It has 200. It has 200 ayah, right? 200 verses. Surah Al-Ma'idah. It has. No, I'm sorry. 120 verses. 120 verse. 120 verse. And it is called Al-Ma'idah. It is called Al-Uqud. It is called Al-Ahbar. These are the names of Surah Al-Ma'idah. It is considered to be from Al-Sab'ah Al-Tawil, from the seven long ones. And also the mawdu', the topic of the surah, is mostly about respecting and honoring covenants and contracts, right? And it is split in three different sections. Section that talks about the covenants, section that talks about the rulings and going back in terms of discrepancies or misunderstandings, to go back to the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the ruling of the Sharia. And the third section is to talk about conveying the message of Al-Islam to Muslims, and I mean to Muslims, yani to the whole world, especially the people of the book. These are the three sections of Surah Al-Ma'idah. And it is Surah number 90 in the Quran. Surah number 90. Yes, it is. Is it 120? 120? 120, 120, sister, 120, 120, not 125, 120. So from 109 to 120, that's what I meant to say. From 109 to 120, that's the conclusion of Surah Al-Ma'idah. It has 120 20 verses. What else? I think this is pretty much it, my brothers and sisters, with regard to Surah Al-Ma'idah. It is a surah that is Madani surah. It's a Madani surah that was revealed in Medina. According to the majority of the scholars, it was revealed in Medina versus not in one shot, but in batches, in different batches. And some said that there was some ayat in it that were revealed in Mecca, but not in Medina. But again, the majority said that this surah is a Madani surah. The next surah, my brothers and sisters, will be Surah Al-An'am, which is number six, and it has 165 ayat. We will talk about Surah Al-An'am. Why is it Surah Al-An'am? And Surah Al-An'am, by the way, it's Makkiya. Surah Al-An'am was revealed in Mecca versus Al-Baqarah, you know, versus Al-Imran, versus An-Nisa, versus Al-Ma'idah. Those are Madani surahs, but Surah Al-An'am is a Makki surah. What makes it a Makki surah? We will talk about that as well tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow actually is Friday. Tomorrow is Surah Al-Kahf. Tomorrow we're going to have the Surah Al-Kahf program. And then Saturday, inshallah ta'ala, will be our the Tafsir Bites, inshallah ta'ala, where we will talk about Surah Al-An'am and try to finish Surah Al-An'am off, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum, brothers and sisters. I hope this was beneficial reminder for all of us about this particular Surah Al-Ma'idah. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless us with the Quran and to make us love the Quran and to make us amongst those who act upon the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not just recite it and act upon it, inshallah ta'ala. With regard to your questions, what if someone lies swearing by Allah? Oh, that's even worse. You know, we said about swearing by Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, and you have to offer an expiation if you to swear by Allah and you don't fulfill your oath, right? You have to go and offer an expiation. And that expiation will be in the form of feeding, 10 people, or freeing the slave, or fasting 3 days. But with regard to somebody who swears by Allah, and on top of that, he's lying or she's lying, right? Not only swears by Allah, on top of that, they're lying. Yani, this is the worst. This what Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying in this particular instant. Yeah. لا تجعلوا الله عرضة لأيمانكم. Don't make Allah as urda li aymanikum. Just to you, whenever you want to swear by something and you want people to believe you, swear by Allah. Try to, don't just Even kids sometimes, you say, swear by Allah that you're saying the truth. Allah, he said the truth, he said it. You don't have to make him swear or make her swear. I mean, yeah, but don't make it as the norms, you know, because it is not good. This is what's gonna happen is, you know, somebody might lie again by swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So that is Allah aimanikum. So this is what I said. You know, don't just, you know, for every time you want to make a statement, we swear by Allah. Wallahi, I want to tell you something. Wallahi, I went there. Wallahi, he called me. Wallahi, she did. We don't have to say wallahi all the time. So, but if somebody lies on top of that, that's worse than, you know, than just swearing by Allah Azza wa Jal. Of course, they have to offer the sacrifice and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope this is clear. Barakallahu feekum, sisters and brothers. I shall see you, inshallah ta'ala, today at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, for the end of time, Jannah part 6. Jannah, inshallah ta'ala, part 6. You don't want to miss that. Promise you. I promise you don't want to miss it. So we'll see you, inshallah ta'ala, today at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, 12 a.m. 12 a.m. Belgium time, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.